The working group and all of the participants. As you can see, it's Mr. Baleka. My name is Sipiwe Baleka. I am the great, 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 great grandson of Brasa Inchabra, who was captured as a boy from his homeland in Guinea-Bissau and enslaved in the United States of America in Charleston, South Carolina. I am the founder of the Balanta Brasta History and Genealogy Society in America, and I am a member of the International Civil Society Working Group for the Permanent Forum on People of African Descent. And I'm also a member of the National Coalition of Blacks for Reparations in America. I'd like to make two points this morning. The first one is that 2 years ago, I made a presentation to this working group at its 26th session, and that presentation was on transgenerational epigenetic effects of slavery and the state-sanctioned ethnocide of the United States of America. We explained how the severe, cruel, and brutal trauma of our slavery Holocaust experience has been scientifically shown to be passed on from generation to generation and constitutes what in United States domestic law is considered prenatal, preconceptual, and negligent torts or damages. However, since then, with the advent of genetic testing, we are able for the first time in human history to identify where in Africa we were taken from. And as a result, we can identify the land territories, the peoples, the languages, and the cultures that through the state-sanctioned ethnocide we have been deprived of, that we are now seeking reparations to repair. As part of that process, we look to international law and we see that first and foremost, the Durban Declaration declared the transatlantic slave trade as a crime against humanity, and as such, it has no statute of limitations. We also look to the Geneva Convention, which says that, or indicates that the living descendants of the people that were captured and enslaved in America can claim prisoner of war status. And under that convention, we retain that status until our final release and repatriation. So my first point is requesting of this working group and the permanent forum, we are seeking assistance in how to get the International Court of Justice to issue an advisory opinion on this legal question. The second point that I want to raise is that as president of the Balanta Brasta History and Genealogy Society in America, I submitted a statement to the 20th session of the Intergovernmental Working Group on the Effective Implementation of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action last month. And in that presentation, in that submission, we raised the issue of some history, American history, that is not well known. And that is, at the close of the American Civil War in 1865, the United States government recognized the inalienable rights, or what we call the human rights, of the new class of emancipated free men and women, namely the right to seek admission as citizens to the American community, the right to return home to their native homelands in Africa, the right to general emigration, and the right to set up independent states of their own. We refer to the Afro descendants in the United States as New Africans, and New Africans were given possessory title to the territories and set up new African self-governing colonies under the protection of the United States military. Thus, by word and action, did the American government recognize the fledgling new African nation and the right of the new class an exercise of its inherent liberty to independent statehood, part of our collective rights under the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights and under the rubric of self-determination. Unfortunately, after the assassination of President Abraham Lincoln, the American community, reacting to its own needs for Black labor and reacting to what it believed to be a difficult logistical problem in repatriation, and also its fear of increased political power of the Confederate States, they had determined to limit the liberty of the new class of new African free men and women in the political arena, and to limit it to the single option of United States citizenship. So from that time until now, the right of the new class of freedmen to establish independent states was recognized, but after the assassination and policies of the United States government, we have not been allowed to exercise that political collective right and our human right. We are asking this working group and the permanent forum to advise and assist us on how can we get a special advisory opinion from the International Court of Justice on our status under international law. So I want to thank